McAllister Mayor Justin Few. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. You've been in office now since November?
November.
Okay. So how's it feeling?
Still waiting for the new to wear off.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. You got, what, about 4 years before you have to run again or decide never again?
A little time to break into it, so.
Okay. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, you know, first we had, almost a foot of snow.
And we're trying to ignore that.
I'm good for another 10 years on that, so. Kind of thing. But I've got to say, I was really surprised out of all the comments that we get with the city. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had one negative comments about the street cleaning. I mean, our streets crew just really, I mean, it was left and right, just positive comments.
Yes. You know, they even removed some snow. I mean, I know they moved some snow off the road. Mm-hmm. But then after that was done, they were coming back and removing snow from some big areas that just had these huge mountains in the corners that weren't going to melt really fast. Yeah. And I know there's still some out there. But they moved a lot out. So, yeah, I was a yay, too.
Yeah, but very appreciative of our streets crew and really all of our staff that hung in there with us. Everybody likes a snow day, be home with their family. But we had a lot of people that stuck in there, make things run, and just really appreciate everybody helping out.
And I get that, you know, everybody's side street. My street didn't get cleaned. I get it. But I don't live on a major artery either. So there are major streets that get taken care of first, specifically like hospital run, you know, how to get to the hospital or to get to the major roads, right?
Yeah, we have priority one and two roads. So obviously they start with priority one and then work towards two, and then hopefully the residential streets have cleared by then.
Yeah, so there you go. So yeah, my personal street that's this off the main path did not get cleaned, and I know that, so I'm going to have to let myself get by that.
Yeah, and we do have a map if anybody's curious of what those priorities are. So if they need to plan in the future, you know, try to plan routes to work, daycare, those sorts of things.
And these things come out on the social media. I saw this on Facebook. I have the app.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The app is probably one of the best things. And if you haven't got the app, it's McAllister Connect. Download the app today. Feel like I'm almost punched that like and subscribe button, listen to too many podcasts.
I know, right? But it does help. You can actually contact people. You can report a pothole. You talked about this before.
Yeah, and the potholes, the water leaks, too, are the ones that I go directly to. You pull it up, you can take a picture so the city knows what you're talking about. Mm-hmm, it automatically pulls up your location, marks it. I mean, you can report a pothole in about 30 seconds.
That's really cool. So, yeah, you know, you can do that kind of thing.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of, yeah, permits, all kinds of things on there. But also get your updates on road closures and water breaks and those sorts of things, too. And it really helps the city. This reporting system automatically goes in. Versus having to call and then you have to leave a message, you know,
figure out how long it's taking to call back. I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah. What number do I call? What extension do they want me to push in? I had to leave a message. Nobody called me back. You know, just it takes all of those and it prioritizes, and then it'll tell you whether it's still active or closed. Also, so you go, hey, did they fill that pothole? You can pull up the app and it'll show
you. Okay, so you go to your app store if it's an iPhone. Now, you'll have to tell me what you do on an Android. I'm not sure. But you go there and you look up McAllister Connect, and it'll have a logo of the McAllister City logo. And that's the one you download. It's pretty quick and easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And even along those lines, you know, one thing we were just talking about was, you know, if I have an issue, who do I call?
Yeah.
You know, do I call my council person? You know, do I call the mayor? And the answer is either. You know, feel free to always reach out to me, reach out to your council representative. That information is on our website.
There you go. Can you find out there who your council person is?
There's a ward map. It may be a little tricky, but honestly, if you're wrong, it doesn't really matter. Everyone's usually pretty happy.
You're for everybody, so
we're all happy to help. I know, you know, I represented Ward 2, and Kevin Beatty represents Ward 6, and we have a shared border there. And so sometimes he'd call me and said, hey, somebody called, had a water leak. You know, I called it in, reported it. It's your ward. I just want to let you know. So we all work together.
So they're on the McAllister Connect. You can look at City Council.
Yep.
And it has real-life phone numbers, emails. You can reach out. Yeah. I mean, their phone numbers and emails that are on the Connect app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the website's probably the easiest place to find the phone numbers, emails, ward map, and all of those.
And the city website is what?
CityMcAllister.com.
There you go. That's not hard either. CityMcAllister.com. You can see bigger pictures.
Yeah. Google finds
us pretty
easy.
Especially if you're on like a big desktop computer or something.
Yeah.
And there you go. So if you have an opinion about something, you know, you get to express it like that.
Well, here we are at the beginning of the year, and really just a lot to brag about. And I don't brag about McAllister over the past year. You know, hey, it's 2025. Look what we did in 2024. I really ask people to go back, you know, 10, 15 years and look at how this community has changed. It just blows me away every time I think of it. When you look at the smaller things like the splash pads, the parks, the improvements that we've made, you know, water infrastructure isn't seen as much. But one of the resources, you know, we really sell in economic development is the amount of water that we have in this region. We just, you know, we have Talawanda 1 and 2, Lake McAllister, Cold Creek. You know, there's just water everywhere, and we have some really amazing water. And just even going to the 10 or 15 year plan, you know, we used to have some spouts with some brown water and some different things. But over that time period, you know, we've changed out a clarifier, a clear well. We've got a maintenance routine with our water towers. We've added agitators to our water towers. We're about to undergo a switching of our pumps, which is going to save us money in electricity.
Good.
But also our current pumps, it's about a year lead time to get a new pump. And we're switching over to pumps that are off the shelf. So if we have break, we can literally go pull one off the shelf. And
we're constantly doing water lines. Those are being changed all over the place. They're in my way constantly. So
progress
is in my way.
Yeah, progress definitely stands in the way. But we have some really amazing water, and that's just one of the big changes that has happened over the past 10, 15 years. It's hard to complain because we've really dialed in that system and made a lot of changes.
A lot of work has been done on the water systems in McAllister area.
And it's just even our economic growth. You know, I really feel like the shops in McAllister really changed the economic landscape of what we have. You know, you have those little players that don't really, you know, they might be a one-off restaurant that I'm not sure if that's for me. You know, well, I have the business, but when you bring in something like the shops, those little players can tag on to that, and it makes it so much easier to bring them into our community.
Because sales tax, I realize people probably know this, but they're like, why do we always talk about that? So it's sales tax, and that's what actually pays for things.
Yeah, you know, there's a big misconception with property taxes, ad valorem taxes, that the city gets a portion of that, which we don't. You know, I had a conversation one time when I was a councilman when someone called and they'd got their new estimated tax bill for the year. You know,
sure.
Everybody's probably about to get those, and was very angry in the amount of property taxes that was being paid, and said, hey, my road looks like this, and I'm paying all these property taxes. And it was like, but unfortunately, we don't get any of that money.
That's county.
Yeah. And so then you look at your sales tax and we get 4%. 4%.
Okay.
Yeah, we get 4% of the sales tax. So when you pay, you know, you're going to the store and you're paying 10%, the city gets 4%. And imagine all the things that we do with 4%.
I know that last year when the state of Oklahoma decide to remove grocery tax? What was it? Help me.
Yeah, it was grocery items.
It still cost. I still had taxes when I went to the grocery store, but that was a state tax part. There's still city tax.
Correct, yeah.
There's
that
still
just
county
off,
tax.
Yeah, that just pulled off the stack. So, you know, to go really into that, and so with the game changer with the shops, when that TIF is paid off, and we're guesstimating a year and a half if everything stays the same,
fantastic.
That will add another, you know, $1 million to $1.2 million back into the city budget.
Fantastic.
You
that's
know,
good
so
stuff.
We'll have an additional fund, and so that's why we need this economic growth. But even along those lines, too, you know, we had Lauren Cook come in, you know, the big Amazon announcement. McAllister Deli is one of the new restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other players in the industrial side that we've been talking to, and we have one for sure that's looking really good about coming into the community. You know, we're in talks with others. I think we're just 2025, I think, is going to be a great year. Just really amazing stuff on the horizon.
I love that. I really do. And I realize, you know, I want to ask you who's coming? Who's coming? And you all can't really break that news yet.
Yeah, NDAs make it tough, but we do like to share in the community. One of the things that I think really helps, and maybe it's just me, but if I don't hear anything, I feel like nothing's going on.
Right.
You know, and so it's a lot of times I think people get stuck in, there's nothing to report, so we haven't reported anything to you. And so I like to report, there is nothing to report.
Sometimes that's good
kind of
news.
Thing. It's like, hey, we're working on a plan. You know, we're putting the plan together, but we can't tell anything about the plan because we know what the plan is. But we're definitely not asleep at the wheel in the city. We look every direction to see how we can fix things. You know, sometimes we had some water that we sold to an oil and gas company out of the lake that was kind of a windfall that wasn't planned for the budget that we can go in. And, and so sometimes we have those. We have projects that actually come in under budget. I know it sounds surprising.
That's a good thing.
At this day and age, but we've definitely had some change orders this past year. And it was like, what, another change order? It's like, oh, wait, we're getting money back on this one. So those are really positive things that we have going.
They are. And the report is that the state eliminated 4.5% on state tax on groceries. So that did come off of our bill, just to say that that's what that was. Okay.
Yep. Correct. And what other good things do we have going on here? You know, one thing people might be interested in is, you know, going back to water. We produce about 3.5 to 5 million gallons a day for about 28,000 people. And so while you think, you know, it's a McAllister City water plant, we actually produce water for 5 rural water districts.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And people don't always know that.
Yeah, and then we're on our drinking water state revolving loan fund. You know, that was $32.5 million. That's an investment in those water improvements. We took our water plant back over this summer. We're going to run that in-house, and so we're hoping to improve efficiency. And
that should save money, right?
Yeah, cost-effectiveness there. We continue to, you know, patch our streets where we can. You know, streets I know is a big contention.
Always.
Especially campaigning, absolute number one concern everyone has is our roads.
Yep.
And they are very, very expensive, unfortunately. You know, go back to that 4% number. You know, you have fire, police, city, you know, everything we do comes out of that 4%.
There you go.
And so we do have a road budget, but it's more of a patching at the moment. But when you do have things where you have, you know, the shops at McAllister, when that TIF pays off, you have those extra funds.
And it's still worth, like you said earlier, reporting that. If you have a patch on your road, if you have a pothole, letting somebody know about it will sure help.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't repair what we don't know about, and, you know, we don't have eyes on every corner every day. I know I reported some on Strong myself, leaving Carl Albert, going down Strong. You're doing the curves on that road. Plus, there was a pothole in it. I felt like it just extended the entire length of the lane. And, I mean, within a day, they had that patched and going. And I just really worried about somebody in an ambulance. I know if I was seeking medical attention, I was back in the ambulance going around that curve and hitting those potholes.
That could be
horrible. I would be a rough ride for sure.
All right. Any last bit there?
No, just, you know, I always like to remind people, too, that our government is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. You know, this is your community, and anything you can do to step up and help, you know, whether it's to pick up trash, help your neighbor, you know, always go back to let's get off social media, go out and meet our neighbors, let's make 2025 a great year, and just anything you can do to help build up our community, be positive out there, and we'll keep things going.
I like that. Mayor Justin Few, appreciate you visiting us every month, okay?
Every month. I'll be back.
All right. He'll be back in February, folks. So if you actually have questions, if you don't want to, you know, reach out yourself, reach out to me. I'll jot it down, and we'll pass it to the mayor. How about that?
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate that. There you go. McAllister Mayor Justin Few on with us.